At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
BJ and Jim. This Aurora dentist, he is done. Guilty, man. Yeah. Guilty on all charges.
Colorado dentist James Craig was found guilty of first-degree murder for poisoning and killing his wife, Angela. Craig was on trial for repeatedly lacing his wife's protein shakes over the course of 10 days. And when that failed, prosecutors say he gave her a final dose of cyanide. Jeez. He's also found guilty of trying to cover up her murder by asking others to lie and fake evidence that made it seem like she took her own life.
Man,
what
poison.
Was the motive? Does it say the motive?
He didn't like her. Wanted out of the marriage. No, that was it, Jamie. That was the motive.
But you don't have to kill her.
He did not want to pay her any money. He had made money being a dentist, and he did not want to lose any of those funds. He didn't want her to get half the business. He didn't want her to get anything. So best way to do it is to get rid of her. And that's what he did.
Wow.
And he did it so sloppy. I mean, this guy, protein shakes, he's trying to poison, he's got cyanide, he's telling other women that he's doing it. I mean, this guy was absolutely scum.
I can't imagine going to a dentist and then finding out later he's a murderer.
Oh, no kidding.
Wouldn't that be weird? That would be a weird feeling.
I'll bet you we have listeners
for sure
that were patients of this man.
Because, you know, you're like, I mean, most of us, we like our dentist, we like our doctor, that's why we go to him. And then to find out he actually is such a piece of crap, I mean, and his mind is so warped.
It would just be creepy, like, looking back on all the appointments and all the conversations you
had. Exactly. You would rethink everything.
And the daughters, I mean, there's no doubt what happened here. The daughters yesterday, they also, I mean, they basically said, this guy, I mean, he's just, I know he's a dad, but he's scum of the earth.
Oh, my.
They were so infuriated.
She said he used to be their hero, and now that's the villain in their story for the rest of their life.
For the rest of their life.
Of course he is.
I felt so bad for them.
He killed their mom.
It's awful.
It's hard to hear.
Yeah, it is.
It's just, wow. It's just, I can't believe that somebody. Is somebody in dental school? Yeah, somebody. And you got to be fairly bright, right?
Yeah.
Could be so stupid to do something like this and to do it so sloppy the way he did it and bragging about it to other women. This guy deserves to be under the jail.
But I will say, you watch people in these divorces and they freak out about money. You know, I mean, it
consumes them.
It does. Mm-hmm. It consumes them.
I just don't have that in me.
My girlfriend's going through it right now and her ex doesn't even want to pay for college for her kid.
I don't get it.
It's like, what?
I mean, it's only money. Who cares?
Yeah,
you
right?
know? I mean, walk away. I mean, he could have done half. He'd still have his practice. He could have done half this and pay this and pay this. You still get the other women on the side. I mean, yeah, I don't understand it.
You know what? I'll make you understand it.
What?
Money is the root of all evil.
Yeah.
I should get that on a poster.
I think it's in the Bible.
Oh.
We'll look.
That was a good one.
But I'll check for you.
Okay? I made it up.
Yeah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.